No, I mean, if you're going to be in the arena and you're going to be, first of all, if you're going to be coaching for a long time, you know, you're going to have a lot more probably heartbreaks than you are joyful moments. I think if you look at the perspective, and that's just how it goes. And you step into the arena and you go after something, that's how it goes. So it has nothing about do the weight of it or anything. It's just, you know, most coaches, the ratio of heartbreak to success at the end of the year, you probably have more of those.
Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla talking about the finality of the loss to the Knicks on Friday night. Which most coaches, I mean, the reality is, if you're a good coach, you lose the last game of the season, Fitzy, because you're good enough to get in the playoffs, but the NBA is showing us 7 straight years, different NBA champions, so no coach has been like, yeah, like Belichick, yeah, I'm going to keep winning it more often than not to end seasons, go on a 3 out of 4 type run here. So yes, you end with a loss, but just because you end with a loss doesn't mean you end defeated, feeling like death. As Jaylen Brown said, you know, you could just get outplayed.
That was an extreme.
That was very extreme. But he also said that he believes in life after death. So there was a little bit of a redemption story coming, rising from the ashes. He is the Phoenix and all that crap moving forward. But, you know, it'd be one thing if we were talking here, wow, this series went 7 games and Jalen Brunson averaged 47 points per game and just flat out beat you. That's one of the greatest series I've ever seen. And the Knicks were just a little better. I'm not sure if we still think the Knicks are even better. Do we agree the Knicks are the better basketball? They won the series, so I have to
give them that.
Cap. Yeah, but are they the better basketball team? I don't know. I wasn't overly impressed
Celtics
with the Knicks.
Celtics beat them 4 times this season. Now, even if the last game was close just because they started Tatum and then kind of the bench, doesn't mean that the Knicks are a better team. They beat them. They were 4-0 against them this season. So, I see, this makes me think that underestimating the Knicks was part of the calculus.
Yeah, like I think they underestimated everybody. And I agree with you. I think they really underestimated the Knicks. Yep.
Great point made by Reverend Arcan during his Sunday Mass. The Orlando series really took a lot of the vim and vigor out of the Celtics. Like, Orlando gassed them in a lot ways. Like,
it took the good and didn't bring... I mean, it took the bad and didn't take the good, I guess I would say. Remember when Scal told us, nah, there's no carryover from series? Because we were hoping that the feisty Celtics, the dogfight Celtics, would carry over to the Knicks series. It did not.
Yeah, 36 points a night, Tatum, no. Yep. Instead, it was like, man, you guys have no idea. My wrist hurts. I'm tired. I got to carry around this Exogen bone healer all the time. Man.
And I think some of that tied into the regular season, where they destroyed them. They blowed them out a couple times during the regular season. And I think they took the Knicks lightly. I think they took this run lightly. I think they probably, like so many of us, had circled the Cavs and said, see you in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. The season starts in the Eastern Conference Finals. And they got a little out ahead of their skis. They had a little bit of a injury here or there. They were banged up. They were tired. They had post-virus illness, which, again, still sounds like long COVID to me, but no one calls it that. Even though Brad Stevens just alluded to it being just like that, what we've learned about in the last 3 or 4 years as a society, but nope, it has nothing to do with COVID. Anyway, Dan Ball, take me off.
Well, to tie that back to the question that you asked last segment, and I know we're getting to some calls about that as well, that's a player thing for me.
Yeah.
That's a top of the food chain, top of the payroll player issue for me.
Tatum?
If they're, yeah, and Jaylen Brown. I know that he performed.
Who's Batman?
Tatum.
Okay. Just go ahead, proceed.
But is Batman as strong without Robin? And they're both paid to be a Batman. Salary-wise and the kind of commitment that you've put to both players, they're both paid to be various versions of Batman.
There's only one Batman. We know that. It's Tatum.
Okay, so if you want to pin it more on Tatum than Brown, but I don't think either one skates in the fact that if you allowed the rest of your roster to not take the Knicks seriously or to skate through or to not take it upon yourself to make the play to get you out of the rut, to stop the comeback of the Knicks, whatever went wrong in that series, that's a top of the food chain player issue for me.
Agreed.
Yeah. But Andy, there's also one other quick question I want to ask. Why did the Celtics play so well then in game 5? Was that, hey, we got to win it for JT.
Yeah. The emotional bump. You fired your coach kind of bump. That we all think is going to last and then never lasts. It's why the Raiders hire Antonio Pierce and make that mistake, and all these NFL teams do. They get this little bump and they think that's reality. It's not reality. It's just emotional reaction or something like that. But I agree that this starts at the top, and you can't, if a team fails and their emotion isn't there and they're cocky, that starts at the top. And the story I would look back to is Teddy Bruschi and Tom Brady post 2004 Super Bowl. They win two in a row. Brewski wanted to enjoy it, and Brady said, the day they're flying back from the Super Bowl or from the Pro Bowl, in the midst of the celebratory week in February, you know no one's ever done it three times, right? We got to do it three times. That's what you need. You don't need guys that are like, we'll see you in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're so much better than most of these teams. We shoot threes. And there is
what
an air of that.
What they going to say now?
What they going to say now? Or it's so freeing when you win a title. All the pressure's off. There should be more pressure to do something special, to be Bill Russell, to do things that have not been done in 40, 50 years, to elevate yourself. You want to be respected, Jason Tatum? You want to be put on this pedestal of all-time greats like Kobe? Then do great things. Because right now you've done great-ish things, not really all-time great things.
And Missoula doesn't skate in any of this, and I understand that. But I just don't think that's not a strength of Missoula's. He also cannot go out and make the shots. And I just... That doesn't fit the bill of many coaches in the NBA. It's a star-driven league. We know that. And so that's why I have to pin it on the players.
Let's mix in a phone call. Ralph in Cranston, what were your thoughts on that loss Friday night, Ralph?
Hey, guys. First of all, you know, that taking the Knicks lightly, that would have ended after the first game. That's not why they lost this series. And, you know, you ask why they play so good on Wednesday night, and that was totally predictable. I've been around a long time, and I've seen this in so many sports. You have that unbelievable emotional edge. And if you play well, you can blow that other team out without your star. Now, that was it, though. You know, an emotional edge is very fleeting. And they lost it after that. And that's why on the morning show, I said, look, the Knicks are going to win this game by 12 or more. I never thought 40. But I said, at least that. Because you lost that emotional edge. And now you realize a shell of himself is Porzingis. And you don't have your big gun. And that's why I figured that the Knicks were—they were so flat. They were flat emotionally. They were probably physically flat, and you expect that. Now, give the Knicks credit. The Knicks played them well. The Knicks played much better defense than the Celtics played too, and they probably tried a little bit harder because that's not the Celtics style. The Celtics style is to shoot threes and shoot threes. But this was a series that really, you know, were they prepared properly? I don't know. Now, Joe Mazzulla's father was a close friend of mine, and I prayed for him. I prayed when he died. I mean, I was close to this guy, and taught me to bash Joe because he's such a good kid, and he is a kid next to me. But they could have been better prepared in so many ways, especially how to react when you're 20 points up and that team's got you down now only five up.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have reacted better from game to game. Within games, they didn't seem like they were prepared emotionally or schematically for what the Knicks brought to them, and still... Mm-mm. They had a chance to win games. They had a chance to win the series. And yet that's what leads to, I think, disappointment and regret in a long offseason. We'll continue to take your calls here in reaction to the Celtics' loss to the Knicks Friday night.